our community connection this morning, brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. An opportunity to talk things over with District Judge Curtis DeLapp when we start up here in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and a community connection this morning. Opportunity for me to welcome in District Judge Curtis DeLapp, and I'm sure we'll get around to the judiciary here in just a little bit, but you are one of the more visible community leaders that are involved in the Run the Streets program, and as memory serves, you've been in it just pretty much since inception, haven't you?
Yeah, well, first of all, good morning. Yes, I've been in Run the Streets. We just finished our 15th season. I've been in there from the beginning. Bob Williams of OJA, Office of Juvenile Affairs, started the program, or came up with the idea to have a mentoring program for our juvenile delinquent kids that we have, and to try to get them hooked up with people in the community and get them hooked up into a system where they're being mentored and they don't know it. They think it's a running program, but it's a mentoring program. And to actually complete and train for a half marathon. Mm-hmm. So. Usually a 12 to 13 week training period to run a half marathon, which is 13.1 miles. And so a lot of these kids don't think they can do it, but then they realize, set a goal and do it. And so that's kind of the idea, is to set a goal and complete the goal. That's kind of the idea.
Yeah, and then I don't know how many of them, but I have to believe once the bug bites, so to speak, then they move on to marathon or something even more grueling.
Oh, yeah, we've had... a number of kids, I can think of four or five off the top of my head, that have went ahead and run a full marathon. Mm-hmm. You know, high school kids.
Yeah.
I mean, 26 miles. We had one young man who came and run. He got a scholarship running at OWU on the track team. We've had numerous cross-country kids start with us, come back with us, go back to cross-country. And you know, the cross-country team is both the men and the women's team here are very good.
Actually, three state championships between the two teams, because one of them is the academic state championship.
Exactly. And one of the things I really want to throw out there is Bartlesville is a great running community. And the city of Bartlesville does a great job giving us the pathway, parkway, where we can run. We utilize it. Runners utilize it. And I know that Ed Gordon, those guys, are dedicated to keeping that open and fixing that. And it's one of the big deals that people don't realize, that draw people to Bartlesville is the opportunity to get out on the path and run. There's lots of runners in town. So.
And with the schools working over the next several months to update the track at the high school, another opportunity for runners. And I know running around in circles is not the same as long-distance running, and where you don't see the same scenery, but sometimes that's what people choose to do.
Well, you said you weren't going to talk about the judiciary, but that's kind of running around in circles, but we'll do that later. Yeah, but you're correct. And the track, a number of the 5Ks end on the track or incorporate the track, and that's we do our kickoff at the high school typically, and do our first mile on the track. So, yeah, we appreciate the high school and the school system. Of course, they have the 5K, central 5K that we run in. And so, like I said, everybody's gotten behind that. We're going to have our first half marathon next March. Floco is going to put that on, and we are have a board meeting coming up. They've invited us, and we'll probably shoot for that one. So that'd be interesting to see how that goes.
My son does a couple or three Ironman events every year, and that's just something that I can't physically fathom, to run a marathon after you swam 2.5 miles and bicycled for 100. It's just, you know, that's a lot of activity.
And really what the fathom is, is the hours and hours and miles of training before you get there.
Yes.
People don't realize, I'm going to go run 26 miles. That's a daunting thing, or to bike 100 miles. And just think of that. You triple that number, a monthly, and then, you know, you have to run a 20 mile before you run the 26. You have to run, you know, a 15 mile. I mean, you have to build up that ability to do that, whether it's swimming and all those things. So, it's our hope that we give these kids the opportunity to, like I said, set a goal, get a lifestyle in place. I mean, you can play football. I play football. You can play baseball. You can do all these things. But as you get older, you know, most of us don't end up at a college playing that, but you can always run.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our kids went over to Stillwater. Seven Morrow went over to Stillwater, and Garrett Dugan went over to Stillwater. And they, this freshman year, and they started a running group over there at, on campus. So you can take that and plant that. And as our hope is, we had the director of OJA, the new director of OJA, Office of Juvenile Affairs, come and run our half marathon with us at Jinx. And so there was an article about that. So hopefully this can take off and give the opportunity to people to do something other than the old standard probation stuff. Or, you know, we have lots of kids that they're not in trouble. They just come and want to run. So mm-hmm. my son has done it for years. And you know, although he does get in trouble, he hasn't gotten in trouble, you know, with me but at the courthouse. But he does. He's a kid, normal kid. But I think it's he runs with Kat Nitz, one of the coaches at the high school. So we have a lot of mentors. And without our mentors, we wouldn't have a program. And we have people from ConocoPhillips and Phillips Petroleum Company and schools and government and all that kind of stuff, different agencies that step up, people from the bank, credit union, all over that step up and come in and run 3 days a week. We'd have a 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock group, 7:30 on Saturdays, and to train and do a half marathon. So we appreciate, I know I do, speaking for myself, I appreciate all the mentors that come out and listen to kids, and you know how teenagers are. They'll tell you about anything, and sometimes you just gotta put on that face and and go on down the road. And it's a great program.
Well, and I say this more from my Crime Stoppers experience than a lot of other things, but Siri, if you want to know what's going on in the community, ask a high school student. They know.
That is true.
And that's one reason that we value the school program so much, because through anonymous tips, students have been able to get us a lot of good information. So.
Well, and exactly, that's a good point. I mean, I have been doing this job 25 years. I've been in the courthouse 25 years, November 19th of this month, so been going to that building. And with the DARE programs and the Crime Stopper programs and those kind of things, we have a lot of times that kids are concerned about their families, concerned about their parents, concerned about their friends, and at least in this community, we'll try to get some help for them, for each other. And that may sometimes be a difficult decision to pick up the phone and to tattle on someone. We all grew up not to be tattletales, but sometimes that's the important thing to do, is that to do that deal where you make a difference before it's too late. We've had a couple of tragedies recently, mm-hmm. Here in Bartersville, of people that for one reason or another have decided to end their lives, and I feel for those parents and those things. I don't know how they can do that, but if you have an opportunity to see someone that's in trouble or someone that's struggling, or whether it's bullying or drugs or alcohol or whatever, this is you need to take that opportunity to ask for help. I know every teacher on every one of our schools campuses, as I told them at Madison, every campus has people there that are public servants. That's what they're doing. They don't get paid to do what they're doing. They're public service, and they will be happy to listen to you. If you are the one having the trouble, or if you know somebody that's having the trouble, they will get you help.
And doing the right thing is not tattling. It's doing the right thing.
It's doing the right thing. Exactly. Like I said, we got to get past that idea that we should stand around and do nothing. You do the same thing I do. You watch these things on TV, and people are standing there filming stuff, which they should be engaging and stopping the fight. I mean, now we've become a group of, we film it on our cell phones, where you should be saying, hey, using that phone to call somebody to come stop that, or doing something that you can do to help instead of watching the fight.
Yeah, let's get involved actively instead of just passively with your phone. At least if you're going to use that phone, like you say, call 911 or do something.
Three numbers. It's easy. 911.
So. We'll continue our time with Judge DeLapp and kind of get a State of the Judiciary report when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning with Judge Curtis DeLapp, and certainly one of the leading proponents of the Run the Street program. Before we get on the judiciary, there is no requirement for you to have been placed in the program. You can just come run, can't you?
You can just come run. It is free. We pay for everything for the kids. We have great sponsors in town that sponsor us. We do the Willow Rock 8K run. That's our race. So we encourage people to come run in that and pay that. All that money goes to pay for the kids. You have to be 13 years of age or by the end of the season. And we have signups every we have two seasons a year. We're going to have start again probably in January, maybe February, depending on if we do Floco, because that's a little later than normal. But it's on the Facebook, Run the Streets on the Facebook. You can get on Facebook and get on our page and look us up. And like I said, we pay for everything. Shoes, shirts, race fees. Mary Martha's been giving us food. I go pick that up, and so we have snacks and food. And I have kids that have never eaten a blueberry before.
Yeah.
I'm now eating a blueberry. So thanks to those people out of Mary Martha's. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to pick up some stuff today, and we store it. We have the basement of the old, it was Montgomery Ward's, me growing up, but it was Voice of the Martyrs. We're in the basement there now. We rent that from that building, from Sutterfield's. And so we're blowing and going and hopefully growing. And come on down or find us on Facebook.
And I good luck on the plan, or at least idea of getting at least a half marathon going in town. Other than tying up a few streets for a couple of hours or so, it's a high visibility event.
It is, and my understanding is they're going to start downtown. They're going to go up Virginia up to the Hudson Lake in that area. So it'll be interesting. Different groups have kicked it around for a number of years of how to do. You know, how to do a half marathon. As you know, it's 13 miles. So you have to plan out 13 miles. And, you know, one of our greatest people that I want to say shout out to is the Bartlesville Reserve officers who come out and work those races. I can see a couple of them right now on their faces.
Jerry Kelly was in here earlier this week, and of course, talking about their Shop with a Cop coming up in a week or so.
Exactly. Jerry Kelly's out there, and Jerry Thompson's out there, and Kim Lunsford's out there. You know, and different ones I see all the time that are out there, and I've forgotten a few of them, but I see them out there, they're at the same spots on the races, and that's a lot of dedication for those guys to come out. But we appreciate it as runners, we do, and I know our kids do. And then they give me a hard time because they all know me.
Well, that's their job.
And they tell me how slow I am, but hey, at least I'm out there. So,
as my son, the Ironman runner, would say, the job is to complete, and nothing about how fast you complete.
That's it.
And he gets irritated because there's this guy that's, I don't know, 75 plus, that gets a better time in the Ironman event than he does.
Exactly.
You know?
there's always this guy. I mean, I've said for years, in my age group, there's several people who have to die first before I get to be first place. So, that's my running joke. It's like, of course, we run with kids, so we run their pace and we do their thing. That's the idea. And I just have a ball with running with the kids. My two kids I've been running with is Olive and Jacoby Faust, Dr. Faust's kids, and for several seasons they're just great, so yeah. I love it.
You are minus one judge right now in the district, right?
Yeah, we had a retirement. Judge Gerken retired, we have had to wait to get approval to complete fill that job. We have a hiring freeze at the state, as we know, and our budget is what our budget is on the state level, so we had to wait. I've gotten approval from the new Chief Justice to do that. I have taken some resumes, and so we're going through that process. I'm going to try to make a decision sometime soon, so we can get that place. It's been three of us doing the job before, and we're we're one court reporter down. So anybody out there knows a court reporter that needs a job, we're looking for a court reporter as well. We are plugging along. doing what we do. If there's a Super Bowl to the courthouse, it's jury trials. So we've been doing jury trials here. We just finished those up here not too long ago. I'm doing them currently in Nowata County because I have both Washington and Nowata County in our district. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing jury trials there. We'll take a little later along because we've had several cases in Nowata, some pretty high profile cases mm-hmm. in Nowata that are going to jury trial. And so we're kind of pushing a little closer than Christmas than I normally do. But when people are in jail, that's what you do. You do that kind of stuff. And what we'll do is take a little Christmas break, and then we'll come right back. And in January, we'll start the process over again with jury trials here. So when you get that letter from us, I know that's the least thing people want to do is serve on jury trials. But it's one of the most important things we can do, particularly... as I was telling you earlier, two things that you can do as a citizen that are the most important thing is vote, as we did this November, and serve on a jury trial. So, but yeah, we're going to get back to full strength. I'm still looking for a court reporter and trying to do those things. We have another opening we had a person that volunteered some time to answer phones and was kind of a part-time bailiff. And he relocated back to Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start looking for somebody to do that. We have a receptionist area, which we kind of rotate the secretary bailiffs through and the court reporters through. And me and Judge Vaclaw and some of the other judges have actually sit up there and answer the phone and those kind of things. But you do what you do with what you do. But it is still going well. Everything is kind of clicking along. And, we'll take a little break at Christmas and then come back and... you're back to doing jury trials.
Okay, and that's such an important job, and there are so many film quotes, but the one that immediately comes to mind is from Anatomy of a Murder, God Bless Juries. 12 people that are as different as black is from white, and they have to come together and be of one mind.
Exactly. Exactly. One of my mentors, as a matter of fact, Kathy Beauchamp from Nowata, served on a jury the other night, and we had a trial. We finished at 8 o'clock Tuesday night. We finished a jury trial. She put on Facebook, I read her post this morning. She talked about sitting there and behind the judge is a American flag. Mm-hmm. And thinking about the American flag and all the stuff that's going on about the American flag, but talking about jury duty. And she puts on there, she's like, yeah, it's not what you want to do. It's something and how they work together. The 12 of them work together, listen to each other. They were civil, because we don't see too much of that in society now, where they're, you get 12 people that don't know each other, or mostly don't know each other. Mm-hmm. You throw them in a room and you say, okay, you're going to make a decision. Most of the time I can't get three people at my house to decide to make a decision. So it's a very taunting, very stressful sometimes, the cases that you hear, but it's, for our society and America, it's one of the greatest things we do is your opportunity to have a jury trial of your peers. Mm-hmm. For people of the community to decide your fate instead of, some kind of, state police force or, other countries don't do that.
No.
Other countries, you are presumed guilty and you have to prove yourself innocent. So, yeah, it's like you said, it is. So I think mostly everyone who actually serves on a jury comes away with a different understanding of how they fit into the society and how they fit into the government and how they are the one between the state and the defendant to decide, is this what really needs to happen in this case? And determine the facts of a case.
Yeah, and I think it's a fun process. I'm not sure fun is the right word, but it's an interesting process that goes through.
Yeah. I mean, Vore Dyer, I tell him all the time, this is a reason you don't see this on TV. It's not a ratings grabber, but it's very important if you step back and you think about, why are they asking me all these questions?
Yeah.
Why do they want to know? I had one guy, attorney, used to ask him, do you have bumper stickers on your car? And then, what kind of bumper stickers do you have? Well, if I ask you that and you tell me certain bumper stickers, that kind of gives me an idea of whether you're the kind of juror that I want on my case.
Sure.
So if you have certain kind of bumper stickers, then you may, if you have a something about my I'm proud of my son who's an Eagle Scout. That might tell you something about somebody that may, depending on
if you're a defense attorney or a prosecutor, exactly. How you might view the facts of a particular case.
Exactly. That's a true statement. And so sometimes they wonder, in 95% of what I do is repetitive, but it is important. And so it's like every jury trial is important, all the people in the courtroom have heard my show. They have heard all the questions. Now, the 12 and the gallery of people and the 22 sitting up here to get to 12 haven't heard it. My court reporter always used to laugh. And when Judge Lansdowne was alive, every arraignment that she had was the same thing.
I used to sit in on quite a few of those.
Same words. Yeah. I mean, it's repetitive, but you got to remember other people haven't heard those words. So you have to say the same thing every time. So.
Well, again, I'm not sure I want to call it a spectator sport, but sometimes the public ought to sit in for an hour or two.
Yes, we're open, and I encourage people to come up. I tell some of my kids to come up. Some of my Run the Streets kids have come up and to watch. And, we have people come and watch, and it's interesting to come and watch. I did that growing up. I mean, I came to the courthouse. I mean, mm-hmm. Of course, I was that's why I'm at the courthouse. I mean, I wanted to be in that kind of a deal. So I used to come to the courthouse and watch stuff, or go to in Norman and go to the courthouse and watch stuff. And, I find it fascinating. Now, some people don't think it's fascinating, but color me a different color. So,
yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
And thank you for your volunteering in the community.
All
appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
District Judge Curtis DeLapp with us this morning on AM 1400 K1.
At The Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about